The 2012 Native Youth Olympics, or NYO Games, start tomorrow and continue over the weekend at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. Parents, teachers, and coaches will help some 600 Alaska students, grades 7 through 12, compete in activities such as the high kick, seal hop, and wrist carry. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Cook Inlet Tribal Council, or CITC, Development Director Kelly Hurd says the NYO Games are open to Native and non-Native children, but focus on traditional Alaska Native games that evolved to test balance, strength, agility, and endurance.
There will be 10 competitive events, and they are based on traditional Native games that have evolved over perhaps centuries or certainly over decades. And so they are based on particular skills that were needed to survive Alaska's harsh geographic environment. So perhaps hunting or fishing or gathering things and working together as a community for survival.
Anchorage coach Stephanie Hawkins says coaches emphasize the importance of working together by encouraging kids to help teammates and even students on other teams and by fostering cooperative competition.
These kids are trying to help push themselves and the people that are competing also to reach their personal best, to keep going and not giving up. And that is very important. All these kids that are successful now, they have been coached, showing that sportsmanship also when they also first started.
Organizers say the games provide other learning opportunities too. Students from remote parts of Alaska get to experience city life. Some take field trips to the University of Alaska and other sites. Hawkins says the games also provide a glimpse into Native cultures.
I think it's important to get back to the roots because any Native traditions have been lost. And it's important to revive it, and it keeps kids active. It keeps them out of trouble. They make great friends while they're doing Native Youth Olympics, and it's really enjoyable, too.
The 2012 Native Youth Olympics will be held Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. Hurd says admission to NYO is free, and they typically have about 6,000 spectators. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.